WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Amazing how comfortable he gets now with people singing his song. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. Call Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple right tick the button below the screen or subscribe the regular way like New Jersey Breezy Babe just did for 32 months. Appreciate all the support. Also, you can use credit code Rock Soccer Lens and Warden the Fortnite item shop when you buy Metallica Nick A30. Deadpool, Wolverine, a new battle pass, X-Men. I've lost Ninja. You can go Pon Pon. In the item shop because we are all the creators
all
are
the
there.
All the crossovers.
Everything. Because hashtag Epic Partners. We're on the road to Bash in Berlin. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
Oh, tonight was a night mainly for the heels, I feel like.
They had an advantage.
They sort of had a good night tonight. I'm not going to lie. They had some fun.
They sure did. And one of those heels were the Judgment Day. Basically, you had Damian and Rhea basically set the stage in a nice backstage little bit, talking about, you know, the discount version of Judgment Day that's happening and a discount version of Rhea Ripley, and they're also going to take care of them at Bash in Berlin. We then had a thing where, Dominic and Liv cut a promo. Dominic challenged Damian to a fight on Monday Night Raw. Damian and Rhea knew going in that was going to be a setup. It was, in fact, a setup, which led to Dom almost thinking he had the advantage, but then Damian took out the Judgment Day. Rhea then and Damian were in the ring. Dom was in the middle. Dom made a headbutt. He got his ass beat for a while. Was about to be put through a table. Liv smacked Rhea with a chair. That's where the beatdown change where Judgment Day took over. Liv beat down Rhea and the rest beat down Damian, a coup de grace to Damian and a frog splash to Damian, leaving Rhea and Damian Priest left laying in the center of the ring as the Judgment Day stood tall. They also cut a promo backstage with a really interesting filter around it, talking about how Liv is going to make Rhea her bitch at Bash in Berlin.
Number one, Rhea Ripley's pure and utter joy at getting to beat the shit out of Dominic Mysterio is something that just I should get to see every day.
Mm-hmm.
She was so happy. Like, I've never seen somebody so excited to commit a crime in my entire life than her. As she was getting ready to put Dominic Mysterio through a table. She was thrilled. As she should be, goddammit. This was all excellent. This was all fantastic. You can tell that they're going through their emo phase because they had the filter. My one issue with this.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody please teach Liv Morgan how to throw forearms harder and how to kick harder?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I say that is when Liv is beating down Rhea and she's like punching and kicking and she's like throwing forearms. As she's hitting Rhea with the forearm, all I can hear is my head is and she's like hitting her. And it's not even making a dent. Like, Rhea's not even flinching as Liv's doing it. Mm-hmm. Because it has, like, zero impact, zero weight behind it. It's like, girl, hit her harder. I know you can. I've seen you do it. Hit her harder. It's like when, last week, when Liv jumped on Damien's back. Liv was, like, kicking Damien. And she just was throwing these, like, really weak-ass kicks. It's like, girl, go harder. Again, we know you can, but just mm-hmm. do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my only real complaint, because it's like, if you're going to have her get involved, because the rest are really like laying it in, and you can tell that they're really trying to lay it in and really make it look vicious. And then you have Liv get involved, and it's kind of like, it's sort of like the little squeaky toy that you hear,
mm-hmm.
you know, where every time she throws a punch, it's squeak, squeak. So that's kind of like what it feels like to me. So either don't have her get involved in the fights, or have her really laid on thick. I'm fine with either. Okay. But I very much looking forward to Rhea committing a felony in Berlin.
It will happen in Berlin. Braun Breaker was interviewed by Kathy Kelly, who said there will be a tournament to determine who his next challenger is. He said it's not his fault. He's a badass, a genetic freak, and the dogs are barking every city they go to, and warned the poor soul who wins the tournament that will spirit them through the floor and give them a beating of a lifetime. And that would be his fault. Jey Uso later said, hey, Sammy's not here, but he gave me the blessing. I'm entering the tournament. Yeet. So that should be fun.
That should be a lot of fun. Like, okay. Again, Jey Uso is just fantastic at whatever he does.
It is. The WWE Women's Tag Team titles were on the line. Alba Fire and Isla Dawn defending the belts against Io Sky and Kairi Sane of the Damage Control and of Pure Fusion Connections, Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. Solid match. Champs retain.
I enjoyed this. I thought this was good.
It was good. It was very good. And we'll see the tag team champions this Friday on SmackDown in a six-woman tag, I believe. It's Alba Fire, Isla Dawn, and Blair Davenport against Naomi, Bianca, and Jade. That should be fun on SmackDown.
That'll be really good.
That should be really fun on that show. Sheamus took on Peter Dune in your opening contest on Monday Night Raw. Good hard-hitting match between the two. Sheamus would get the win. The big moment of the match was Dunne put Sheamus' bad hand in the middle turnbuckle pad. That was neat. Didn't work out for him, but it was neat. And Sheamus would get the win in the fight.
I have a really serious question.
What's that?
Are they working each other on the house show circuit?
What house show circuit?
On the rare occasions that they're doing a house show.
I don't know if they work this weekend. Why?
Because Sheamus is beat to shit. He's like covered with bruises and everything else. Like, goddamn, what is he doing? This was before the match when he cut the promo. Like mm-hmm. he's just like all bruised up and cut up, and like his face was all messed up. It's like, what are you doing, sir?
As I say, a banger after banger after banger.
He and Pete are going hard, man. Like, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't catch the results from this weekend, but they did have this was the rare occasion of house shows, because Cody was flying back and forth between house shows and Fanatics Fest. So that had to be
exhausting.
Yeah. So there is.
But the match was fantastic. I will take more of these. Like, these two just go all day, all night.
Neither one was on the house show tour, so.
There must have been. Then I don't know what he's doing. I think the bruise on his like chest was from the shillelagh.
Probably it had to be from the weeks of attacks. Yeah, that's probably what It was. Sheamus and Ludwig had a confrontation, so that stuff is going to continue on. Should be fun. More of the two of them.
Ludwig needs to be very careful about who he makes enemies of. That's all I'm going to say, because one day, good old Gunter isn't going to be there to protect him anymore.
We'll talk about them in a moment. Bronson Reed took on The Miz. Miz cut a promo beforehand. Like he was asked, are you sure you want to fight him? And it's like, I don't, yeah, maybe. I don't know. He should be suspended, but I don't care. I'm going to fight. I don't have many friends, but I stand up for the ones that I do. Said if he didn't want a match, he would have to have it anyway. And they did. It was a no DQ match. They had a hell of a fight. Bronson Reed would get the win. He was going to attack one more time with a tsunami until Braun Strowman made his return to Monday Night Raw. Eyeing up big Bronson Reed.
They're continuing Bronson's push, man. I hope they're like sincerely building him and they're not just building him up for somebody to beat, but like, damn.
I think a win over Braun Strowman would do really good things for him, and we'll see it happen next week on Monday Night Raw.
Absolutely.
Ivy Nile, Maxine Dupri had a match, but it ended when the lights went out. And when all the smoke started to appear, so did Nikki Cross.
She wanted some Ivy Nile.
She did want some Ivy Nile. The Creeds backed her up. And then Rowan and Loomis and Gacy appeared on the apron. Nikki went after Ivy. Then everyone took out each other, but Chad Gable was left in the ring. And that brought in Uncle Howdy into the center of the ring. The crowd erupted, set up for the Sister Abigail, and delivered it right in the center of the ring. Fans were super excited. They popped once the music goes dong, everyone gets excited.
And then when people started showing up, they got really excited. But I need Bo, honey, sweetie, baby. You don't need to channel your brother's inner slut, okay? You just don't need to do it. I appreciate the effort. Like, I really, really do. But there was, like, when he popped up in the ring, there was a moment where they first showed him, and it was the way that he was, like, all cuntily standing, that it was like, Bo, no, don't you dare. Don't you dare start being like your brother in that sense. Don't do it. I mean, he's fine if he wants to. But there was just the inner slut came out. And it's like, do they all have it? Or is it just like a thing? Or like, what is it? But this was really good. Also, I like the American Made shirts. Like the design on them. This is my first time seeing them tonight. And they're really nice.
They're nice. It is official. Next week on Monday Night Raw, Uncle Howdy 1-on-1 with Chad Gable.
I'm surprised they're doing this on a Raw.
I'm not.
That they're not. I mean, I shouldn't be. But like, I'm kind of surprised. But we'll see how it goes.
Because right now, PLEs are limited, and you're focusing on the higher main event angles. This is upper mid card angle, so it's where there isn't spacing for a PLE.
By the way, they also adjusted the wig on Howdy's mask. Mm-hmm. They made it more flowy and less dready. So there might be multiple masks, but I just thought that was an interesting observation.
Yeah. So Uncle Howdy, for the first time in probably years, is going to compete on Monday Night Raw.
By the way, for everybody that was out there spreading the rumor that Alexa Bliss was coming back tonight, just sit down, please. Thank you.
There was a rumor she was coming back tonight?
Yeah, I saw a rumor that she's supposedly coming back tonight. It was fake, but it was like, and I knew it was fake, but it's like, they're like, you know, oh, you know, supposedly WWE promoted her coming back, and then they showed the Wyatt Six right after it. And it's like,
okay.
I don't think, if she comes back, which we don't know if she is at this point, I'm not sure she's going to join the group. She join the group.
I don't think she needs to join the group either. She could be a target of the group, but she'll be back to being Alexa Bliss when she's ready to be Alexa Bliss.
Because my theory is that what Wendy Cho is doing down in NXT is Lily. Or they could use it as Lily the Doll and bring her up whenever Alexa comes back.
You could.
That's my theory anyway.
You might be able to do that.
She won't target the group. She doesn't have a reason to.
No, she won't target. If she becomes a target, that could happen.
Yeah.
It was New Day taking, and Odyssey Jones taking on the Final Testament. There was a backstage segment where Woods addressed the elephant in the room, like, you know, I'm not, you know, what's going on? What's the deal? and all the things. And then he reassured Woods that I'm not trying to replace Big E. No one would do that. It was just, I got some backups and, you know, veterans in the locker room. And we wish we had people like this when we were coming in. And, you know, no one will ever replace Big E. And so they're going to take him under their wings. So they had their match. Good match. Kofi going for the hot tag, and Isaac Jones gets in front of Woods, and Woods has had an upset.
He did. He was not happy.
So he shook it off. He helped out the team get a win. Isaac Jones got the win with the forget what Abyss called it, but it was basically what the Boss Man Slam or whatever Abyss called it for the win on one of the members on Akon.
Oh.
I forget what Abyss's finisher was, but it was.
I can look it up real quick.
Whatever that was, but Woods had a mad. He sucked it up.
Black hole slam.
There he is. And they ended up getting the win. You know, he was there, but you know, the subtleness of the shot. It was a great camera shot.
It was
setting that all up for the tag. It was like, all right, I see you, WWE production. I see you.
They've gotten really, really, really just encouraged and just, you know, really bold about doing things with the camera shots in a good way.
Yeah, then we talked about it weeks ago. They're not booking them how they should, and it's kind of frustrating that, you know, but again, we've talked about it. they're not high on that pecking order in terms of stables. They're a low mid-card feud right now, and that's kind of how they're being booked.
But I feel like you could take AOP out of that group and you could have Cross and Scarlett be on their own. Is there another member after them?
No, because you have Ellering and with AOP and Cross and Scarlett.
Like you could split that group and have them go off on their own and do their own thing, because you could have Cross being with Xavier, and it would make more sense of Cross being with Xavier and trying to convince him to leave Kofi than to have the Final Testament. Like, it's an odd group to begin with. It doesn't really fit. And I'm not sure what's going on with Paul Ellering. Like, he's trying something. I'm not sure if it's entirely working, but he's trying a thing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you could take AOP out of that group. You could inject them into the tag division, and you could have them be more dominant in the tag division than what you have them doing right now. And you could get more value out of them by doing that.
Booking of AOP was better back in the NXTs. I mean, yeah, but that's many years ago.
But they were booked that way.
Yeah, they're booked differently, and we're many years past that at this point. Never going to recapture. They're never going to recapture.
They were, yeah. Like, they were FTR 2.0. They were Ascension 2.0. They were, you know, they were booked to be the dominant tag team because they were just two big, beefy dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially all they had going for them when they got called up to the main roster. And they had a hard time fitting in, and then they got hurt, and then there were visa issues, and there were just all kinds of things going on, and they eventually got dropped. And so I'm happy that they're back and they're getting a second chance. But you would really, in order to sort of make them dominant again, have to have them tear through the entire tag division and get hold of the titles, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I think the tag team division could use a little bit of an injection. But I don't know if you want to do that or not. But I feel like they could be better used, and Cross and Scarlett could be better used if they weren't a group. Because the stable makes no sense. It really doesn't. It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, it's just cut your losses and let's move on.
Speaking of which, it's time to talk about CM Punk. He talked about the Panthers. He talked about being at the Fan Fest in New York. People coming to see him being all happy and all those fun things. He also said, you know, he pulled out a thing of bracelets and all the fans gave him. Called himself the Taylor Swift for men. No. But good thought, I guess. But then he talked about brought up Drew McIntyre, says he hates him, wants nothing to do with him after beating him at SummerSlam. But, you know, he thinks McIntyre loves him and is obsessed with him and always wants to stay connected to him, wears a bracelet with his wife's name on it. So he had some good news. He talked to Adam Pearce, and they have an idea for Bash in Berlin. We're going to have a strap match. He explained how it works.
Not that kind of strap.
And then he says he's going to whip that bitch, which brought out Drew McIntyre. He accepted the fight. But, you know, I want to get some revenge for last week. So he's like, okay, lose the strap and let's go have a show. Punk says, okay, fine, I'll give you the strap in exchange for the bracelet. And McIntyre's like, no, I don't trust you. I'm going to keep the bracelet. And there you go. But yeah, So Punk and Drew in a strap match. I think that'll be good.
It'll be another way to keep it going.
Yep.
You
have Punk win that one and lead it to Bad Blood. Inside Hell in a Cell.
Let's go.
Which is where it's going to happen. Pat McAfee's last show, they had a video package for him. He's off to do football. Bye, Pat.
That was really sweet. I like that.
So,
oh, nice.
There you go. But Monday Night Raw opened up with Randy Orton. He said he'll be, next time he welcomes everyone to Raw, he'll be a 15-time world champion. And said, you know, when Gunther made this match personal, brought out Gunther. So Gunther said, told Orton, and just to listen, he said last week the things were very personal. Gunther called the fans lowlife, said everyone wants to see Orton hit another RKO on him, but he wanted to let them know they'll never, ever happen again. Gunther said he's aware how dangerous the RKO is, and Orton left him with no option other than leave Orton a bloody mess in Berlin. He will expose Orton as a very successful yet underachieving one-trick pony. Orton said Gunther is making his own flight to Germany more uncomfortable because he has an 8-hour trip with a size 15 extra wide boot shoved up his ass.
That'll be uncomfortable.
It would be very uncomfortable. Ludwig ran out. They tried to attack Randy Orton. Orton took him out, gave him a clothesline. Gunther then clotheslined Orton. They took down Orton for a moment, standing tall, the two of them, to open Monday Night Raw.
This was a solid, solid opening, which led to a really great main event.
It was your main event. It is Randy Orton, Ludwig Kaiser, one-on-one. Hell of a battle between the two men, but we all knew what was coming with Gunther at ringside, an RKO for the win. Out of nowhere, Gunther and Randy fought to close Monday Night Raw.
I like this. I thought this was really well done, very put together, putting that stank on it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have Gunther continue to look strong, but also, you know, he's using Ludwig to his advantage, which is going to eventually lead to Ludwig getting absolutely annihilated, and Gunther's going to have to fight Randy one-on-one.
Yep.
Which nobody's complaining about at all.
I wouldn't mind next week on Raw, and it hasn't been announced, and I don't know, I don't remember if Sheamus got a match announced or not, but I would do Sheamus and Randy versus Ludwig and Gunther next week on Raw.
I could live with that. I'd be all right with that.
I would do that as a go-home match. I think that would be really good. But we'll see if it happens. I don't remember if either Ludwig or Sheamus got a match next week, but we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, they can always book one.
They could always book one. But that will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talking Radio Network. It was a good show tonight.
It was a really good show. I enjoy the heck out of it. Like, they did a great job tonight.
Things are moving along as we head into Bash in Berlin. But before we get to Bash in Berlin, there's a stop at Wembley Stadium for All In, which means Thursday night on the rack, we're taking the Excalibur Challenge.
Save me. Save me, chat. Save me.
The intern gets 30 minutes at the back end of the show to talk All In live. Join us 10 p.m. Eastern for the rack. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews Madden NFL 25, now available wherever you get your podcast. Just search the Rack Radio Show, which means there's no GM battles because Brent's working and he's not going to be around Saturday, but we'll have some sort of game night 10 p.m. Eastern. Casey should be there. Maybe we'll do Fortnite. Maybe we'll do something else. Who knows? We'll figure that out as we get closer to Saturday for game night. We'll be followed by CB Radio live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Then on Sunday night, you get a double header of shows. Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Once Wrestle Talk Radio is done, probably around 10:30, 10:45, we're going to kick it to CB Radio, Not So Live, reviewing All In, because All In takes place at 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, so that means we have all day to watch All In and give you the review that night, which means we're not doing a doubleheader next Monday night, but we'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Wild Talk Radio live at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link, it's your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rock and Sock or
Lens Inward
in the Fortnite item shop. When you buy all your creator skins, you can pon pon like Ninja, run around like Loser Fruit, be Deadpool or Wolverine, be an X-Men, probably some sort of anime. There's Star Wars. There's a whole Marvel Battle Pass. Use the codes because we are.
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, the All In Spectacular, and right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, live along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.